welcome to Larry Reading's America. Tonight is our first, is going to be our whiskey tasting. And I've kind of mixed it up a little tonight. We have four of us have four different drinks. And right now we're doing a little sipping. And I'm kind of anxious. I had all four of these in the past week, and I enjoyed every one of them. In fact, the one that I really liked, I'm kind of shocked. But anyway, I'm taking my first sip. Has anybody had three sips yet?
Not yet.
Not yet? I've
had one.
Oh. What's your first reaction to your first sip?
Complex, rich. Overwhelming vanilla and brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
burnt brown sugar. Not burnt to the point of, but warm brown sugar. Maybe a little butter.
Yeah. I mean it.
Dark cherries.
It's really, really kind of good. What the heck is that rain?
Yep. Yeah.
I was wondering, we're in a metal building and it is really raining. I'm just wondering what the noise was, but man, it's coming down. So, Steve, you have any thoughts on that yet?
It's very light, a little smoky, a lot of black pepper.
How about you, Greg?
Well, are we talking appearance or just palate or what?
Well, just right now, we'll get to the whole thing. First couple sips, what's your reaction?
It's a little thin mouthfeel. Seems like the heat comes on a little bit after the fact, but right in the beginning there, it's mm-hmm. almost like drinking water, but then it slowly blooms up to a little bit of heat.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, they said storms tonight.
Yep.
I should have left my car outside, got it washed. Well, while you guys are doing your first three sips, since I had this 2 days ago, I gave the appearance in mine. The nose and the palate today is just like it was a few days ago. I'm sure there's other things in here, but I get a real strong vanilla and an oak. I don't get any kind of a sweetness or anything. And so the finish, let me take another sip. This has got a medium finish. It's not real heavy, but it's just a phenomenal taste. So I'll be finishing this up later, but just to let everyone know what I'm drinking, I have a Glenfiddich 14-year-old single malt scotch, and this is in... it says in our bourbon barrel reserve. And I'm like I said, a lot of vanilla and oak. It's only 86 proof, and that's why it's just got a medium finish, but it's a killer taste. So, okay, who's done with their third sip?
I've had more than three, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Well, Greg, you've never been first. Mike was first last time. Steve, you go first.
Okay, the appearance on this one's pretty light. Kind of way lighter than I'm ever used to, but it's got some decent viscosity going on with it. It's actually so light, somebody joked and said you peed in there, but anyhow. but it's kind of, it is very light, and it's on first taste, it's very thin on the mouthfeel right up front, but then it kind of, like I said earlier, it started lingering into some heat. The nose to me was kind of throwing me a little bit. It's a good nose, but I'm thinking like banana and some oak and butterscotch maybe. And then the finish, you know, while it's a good finish, it's short-lived. It's kind of a quick one, but it's real peppery and a little bit of cinnamon maybe. But it's nice tasting, but it'd be great if it just stayed there. But at the back of the tongue, it's very good. It don't go all the way down. It just kind of sits there, but it just disappears real quick.
Yeah. So. Well, mine, I would grade it 9, 9, 9, and 8 on mine.
Okay. So I ain't graded yet.
Grade that and then do it on your second go around. Steve, you done with 3?
Yeah. Appearance, it's very pale gold. Got some light legs to it. It's very light. It smells pretty light too. I get like very ripe apples, a lot of black pepper, little smoky, maybe some vanilla, and then the taste is overwhelmingly black pepper too. Really, the finish is all black pepper. Pretty light, pretty smoky, like a light scotch, you know.
So, what's your first go around as far as? How would you?
It's good. It's very light.
What kind of score?
Probably 8s across the board.
8 across the board.
Yeah.
Well, I had this yesterday, and I thought, Jesus, I really like this, and I didn't think I would. What you had is extra Angio Patron tequila.
That's
100% de agave, but it's only 80 proof. But I thought, well, I just can't get into the tequila. I made sure I didn't have anything to eat. Sat down, let it breathe for about 20 minutes, and man, I really liked it.
Yeah, that was going to be my second guess was the tequila, but it tasted like kind of like a Highland Park 12 light scotch.
It had that peppery taste.
And then the pepper and vanilla, that is, yeah.
I thought, now I'm into tequila.
Yeah, I like tequila, especially añejos and extra añejos and...
What's the name of that one again?
Reparado or Reparado, whatever.
Reparado?
That's what I want.
Yeah.
It's extra.
I don't want it.
Angino.
The brand.
It's Patron.
Patron, okay.
Patron extra añejo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's, now, refresh my memory. I knew this a long time ago. What's the Angino versus...
So Blanco is just, it's not aged at all. That's the white stuff.
That's the white. Yeah,
and then you've got Reposado, which means rested. So it's like 3 months in a barrel, so it gets lightly dark.
Yeah.
Añejo is aged, so like a year in a barrel.
Okay.
So it picks up more characteristics of the barrel.
Yeah.
And then extra añejo means extra age, so it's in there longer. And that's why, like a good extra añejo to me is like a bourbon. You just got a nice sipping tequila.
Yeah.
When I was in Mexico, I had a 5-year.
Really?
Yeah. And it was real. It was as dark as this.
Oh, yeah. It picks up all the characters, the barrel.
I don't know what kind of barrel they put it in, whether it's just an oak barrel or a charred barrel or a ex-bourbon barrel. I don't know. But what I had was really, really good.
Yeah, I love the way they pick up the flavors of the barrel. It's just, you never think about tequila as being like a sipping tequila.
Yeah.
You always
they're out there.
Give me a shot and a lime and some salt, you know. you know. Mm-hmm. But there's extra añejos, and you have to sit there and sip those things all day.
Yeah, I mean, because I thought, I wonder if I'll need to put a little lime in my mouth or something.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I said, eight's
across the board.
What's the one, Don Julio, maybe? Does that sound right?
There is Don Julio.
Yeah so I had Don Julio and Cabo Wabo. I actually like the Cabo better.
Cabo's a little different. It's not owned by Sammy Hagar anymore.
So well, yeah,
they've
I get
changed
that.
The...
And I'm sure that might have been partly in my head, but whatever. But Don Julio had like a little bit of a weird aftertaste that I don't like with tequila.
Well, What's coming down?
We are really having a storm. I mean, man, yeah. The thunder, the lightning, and just this metal building is not very good.
I think that ceiling, though, with being insulated.
Yeah, but metal's metal.
You know, yes. In fact,
after sitting here listening to this coming down, if I have to replace the roof again on the house, I'm not going metal.
Oh, I don't know, man. It makes me want to take a nap.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mike, what are you? You're in your first three or so sips.
Well, this is, it's got excellent color. It's one of the darkest whiskeys that I've ever had the pleasure of trying. It's really dark. It's got nice viscosity. Legs are good. I gave it a 9. Aroma, I got a lot of burnt brown sugar or warm brown sugar, dark cherries, ripe dark cherries, vanilla, some charred oak. And as I'm sitting here, a little bit more, maybe some really, really ripe bananas, like really ripe bananas. Maybe just a hint. Taste, oak, lots of vanilla. Ripe tree fruit, possibly cherries, brown sugar again, pepper. I gave the taste a 10. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And the finish is not really hot like I'm used to, but it lingers. The flavor just lingers around for a long time. And it, you got this little slight burn, but not hot, just a mild burn. I would give this probably a 39.
Yeah. Well, you know, this, the first time I had this, I thought, man, that is really good. And the neat thing about that, you can eat anything with it. Anything tastes good with it. You can have cheese, you can have pretzels, anything. So, you had Papa Pilar Dark Rum, Spanish Sherry Cask, 86 proof, and the Papa Pilar comes from, that was Ernest Hemingway's drink.
Okay.
And I have no idea what a 24 Solera profile means. It's right on the bottle. I have no idea what that means, but I think that's it. I'm a rummy now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You said that's a sherry cask?
Sherry cask. Spanish sherry cask. I mean, it is so good.
Mike, you're walking on eggshells, man. Larry's about to fire you.
What?
Call that whiskey.
Well, here's the thing. I initially thought tequila, too, but then you said we tried 4 different whiskeys. So I said, well, that can't be tequila. It must be scotch.
Surprise, surprise.
Because I even wrote down tequila right up here.
But I'll tell you what.
I'm telling you what.
Is that the Batesville store pick?
Oh, yeah. I would have never guessed that was a rum when I tried it.
It does not taste like rum to me.
It's very sweet.
I would have guessed on your tequila, I would have guessed a single malt scotch.
Yeah, it's scotchy. Yeah, it's smoky and decent pepper.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, I guess that's where, you know, when I kept saying the dark brown sugar or, you know, warm brown sugar, I guess that's where that.
Yeah, it's very sweet for sure. And it had like a little, the ethanol kind of, did you get the ethanol finish at the very end of that? At the very end, like?
Yes.
Going down
did
the
you? I didn't get any
of that. A little bit.
Really?
Not a lot, but.
I mean, there has to be a reason why all those damn pirates drank rum.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
just, boy, I mean.
It's really good.
I think it's incredible. In fact, the other one.
I think
one,
I'm going to have to pick up a bottle.
Yeah, Steve picked another one for me, and I can't remember. It was somebody's anniversary, some, it's a cow, Western singer or something.
Oh, it's Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, his 16-year-old.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, and I can't remember what I paid for it, but it was, it's like that, I think the tequila, wasn't that about $78, $79?
Yeah, for an extra day, it was.
And
good.
I don't think that's more than $50.
Yeah, it's like right at 60, maybe, I think.
Okay. But I mean, it's just unbelievable. To me, it is.
Solera means on the ground.
On the ground?
Yeah.
So 24 profile, 20.
Refers to the lower level of the set of barrels or other containers used in the process. The liquids traditionally transfer from barrel to barrel, top to bottom. The oldest mixtures being in the barrel right on the ground.
Really?
So they put the old ones, they rotate and keep the old ones on the bottom.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad I got some left. In fact, if I get low, I'll definitely get another.
Yeah, because we only got a few bottles left. So.
Oh, you only have a few bottles?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get another one. That's I. And it's only, what did I say? I think it was 80. It's only 86 proof, but.
Really?
Yeah. It, you know, I would have guessed 95 or 94, 98, something like that. Because the finish, I thought, was just terrific for something that light in alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well, I'll tell you.
What was yours?
I don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
He ain't told me. And
didn't
I'm not guessing.
Well, I didn't tell you.
And I'm not guessing because I'll break it wrong, too.
160 proof.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Straight corn liquor, mellow corn, is that what I got?
86 proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it's very smooth. I had that, and I thought complex flavors and everything. Light on the finish, but not that bad for an 86 proof. And it's like, you know, a lot of the scotches are 80, 86, some, yeah, some 92. But the finish is always a little stronger than it seems.
So, is that Irish whiskey?
No, it's Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Hibiki.
Hibiki. Oh, Hibiki's good.
Yeah, it says Hibiki Sunatori Whiskey, Japanese Harmony, 86 proof.
A little smoky?
Slightly.
Yeah, because they went to Scotland to learn their process.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So theirs is always just a little smoky.
Yeah, it's
too.
slight smoke. Yep.
Yeah, I thought
Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've had. But
yeah, it's Beam Suntory. It's Jim Beam. Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know some of this stuff is really expensive.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I think that was near $100.
I think so, yeah. They're
is it really?
A little pricier, yeah. Wow.
You guys still have that whiskey from India, that single malt?
Yeah.
You still have some of that? I've been wanting to try that.
Nirvana.
Yeah.
What is that like?
They do the same thing. They learn from the Scotch, so it's a little peaty, little.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was damn pretty good.
Yeah. So. But I'm really, I was, you know, again, I decided about a week ago to do something totally different. And I made sure that I drank every one of them, because it...
He drinks a lot, you know?
Yeah, he does.
Thank you, I have a problem.
It's just a little every night, just a little. But
unless he likes it, then it gets me really loud.
That's
really
what I keep telling myself, just a little every night.
I don't, I just drink just a little more.
Just a little more.
You know, I've got a mini one of these in the house now, and this is... condenser microphone, which is omnidirectional. You pick up everything. Well, the microphones I got in the house are more, you know, you can't talk from the side. Like, I could talk like this and I'll still pick everything up.
Yeah.
But two of the women that I had on, when they walked into the dining room and they saw the whiskey, they kind of... But I said, I really don't have a problem.
Yeah, but my wife on there.
I don't see the problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nancy does.
Yeah, Nancy, they're blaming on your wife. Yeah.
But those microphones are so much better. And, like, if it was raining like this in the house, you wouldn't hear all this crazy.
Well, condenser actually means you got to power it. 48 volts. That's what condenser is. You can get them omnidirectional or, you know.
Yeah, well, these are omnidirectional.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice because if somebody's over at the refrigerator, you can talk back and forth and it'll still be recorded.
Yep.
But if you want.
Yeah, that's why you can't go over there and start cussing like you usually do.
Really?
We hear all that.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, you might want to apologize to some people, by the way. I mean, you know.
Sorry.
Oh, I got one for you. The funny thing happened to me. I did we've been doing little short reviews on restaurants. So, anyway,
may I?
The one that I did, I made an announcement of where we're on the 21st, did this one, that one is coming up. And they're only, they're 13 to 18 minutes, somewhere around there. And anyway, when I ended it, I hit my finger ready to hit the off button. And Nancy was standing there. She said, I really don't think you should tell anybody where you're going so we won't be home. And I forgot I wasn't on the microphone, so I said, do you think some effing criminal, I said, criminal is gonna listen to this? What the hell? Well,
he wrote the apology online, I saw.
I didn't listen to it because it was only like a 13-minute review.
Yeah.
So somebody,
you uploaded her.
Somebody sent me a text the next day. He said, you better listen to that sucker. So,
oh, my.
Anyway. But, and if she would have just waited, I would have hit the button. But I'm standing there sitting there talking to her like this with my thumb over the off button, yeah. And it was still recording. So
yeah, it's a good damn thing you've turned that thing off when we've been out here.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, Joe Rogan's got like maybe 30 million people subscribe to him.
And yeah.
Now he's,
and
I think
every
he's
other
up.
Words F word.
Yeah, yeah. And it's common.
It is
common
today. Yeah, it is.
This sucker, he signed for a $200 million deal for podcasts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So are you saying we just need to cuss more and we might get some?
Yeah. I don't think so. You know, the thing is, you know, there's things for profit.
Joe Rogan ain't got shit on us.
There's things like there's profit organizations, there's non-profit. This is a negative profit thing here because I keep buying all this crazy crap to improve it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So, but anyway.
It's been profitable for me so far. He buys everything for me.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, have you hit the 14-year vintage?
Yeah.
No. This is really good. I mean, I've got, I think, six other bottles of scotch, and that Spey is a good one, too.
Oh, I love Spey. Yeah, yeah, that's beating. Really, yeah.
So. It's like, what, 55, 60?
Yeah.
I've had two of those.
Yeah.
The one that's in the, there are two different finished casks, or I've had two of them. They're good.
Yeah, I enjoy them.
What is this about an 80?
It's somewhere around there. Yeah, it's not.
But it's really
pricey.
For 14 years, it's really good. I think I got a Glenfiddich 12 too. No comparison to this. And it might be the bourbon cask that's finished into.
What about the Macallan 12, like compared to that? What do you think?
This is better. Yeah, I've got the Macallans.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Glenlivet?
Glenlivet's okay, some of it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that the Balmori?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
I like Highland Park too. If you don't want a lot of peat.
I had
like the Highland Park 12 is not peaty. It's really good.
When I was in Florida, it's like a small convenience store, but big on wine, and the liquor store is right next door, called the Carousel.
Mm-hmm.
So Doc said to me one time, he said, you like single malt scotch? I said, yeah, I like single malt scotch. He said, my dad's next door. Tell him I told you to give you a deal. Get a Highland Park 18-year-old. I got it. Back then, that's about 15 years ago. I'm sure it's really pricey now.
Yeah.
But I think it might have been $60. just insane good.
Oh yeah, I like. I'm a fan of Highland Park.
Yeah, but plus the 18, the I hit a 12 year before, but that 18 year just blew my mind.
Yeah, I enjoy those.
Nancy said, "Well, maybe I'll like that." I said, "No, you'll hate it." I was about to share that sucker. That was really good. You're almost finished. Have you changed your opinion on?
Not really. Everything's about spot on still. I mean, still real thin going in. It throws you because when you first hit it, it's the so palette? Smooth.
What about the palate?
Yeah, I mean, the palate, like I said, I'm going with a little bit of pepper, some.
But I mean, it didn't taste better to you as you.
As I went, no.
Really?
Not really. Let me hit it again real quick.
But. Yeah, how about you, Steve?
Yeah, about the same. About eights across the board. Yeah, it's. Okay.
I think I wouldn't change this much, I think. I don't think, except it does get sweeter.
Oh, yeah.
It gets sweeter. I probably, if you would have kept me guessing to the end, I'd have said this probably isn't a whiskey.
Oh.
But it just
he's trying to keep his job, Larry.
at first, I would have guessed it could have been, you know.
Yeah. But you know,
it's super good.
Well, if I was a whiskey, I wouldn't have rated it a 39 because it didn't taste like whiskey.
You've had that before.
Not, it's our store pick. From Bates.
I was just going by all the flavors and aromas, and I liked it.
It's good. Yeah, it definitely has a different finish than a whiskey, though. It's just
That's what threw me.
Finish. That's
it didn't have that burn.
Yeah, a lot of dark fruits, and sweetness.
Oh
yeah,
yes.
But you know, it's something that it's almost like if you wanted to have an after dinner drink.
Just a touch.
If you wanted to have an after dinner drink,
what you want,
and something sweet like a Bailey's or or Buffalo Trace cream, but there's no kick to it.
Yeah, I'm not into really creams much at all.
But I could drink that before dinner. After dinner, I eat with anything.
It'd be a good dessert.
Anything.
Yeah,
it would go with some creme brulee like crazy, man.
I would think. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rum does not agree with me for whatever reason.
What did you get shit faced one time?
No, not well. I have, yeah, but
that's why I don't drink gin or vodka.
I was going to say, if we had to give up everything based on shit facedness,
wouldn't drink nothing. But
no, you sick on that one too?
Yeah, but no, it really doesn't. It you know the feeling when. You know the room spinning.
Oh yeah,
and you're trying to hold the walls up.
Smells great.
That rum does that to me, man.
Oh.
And I've drank a fifth of Jack by myself maybe 3-4 times. And
can
that's
you
never,
say you
all day long? It was an all day long affair with
say,
Coke.
I have a problem.
There's a huge difference between cheap rum and good rum, though. Too.
Well, maybe you know that's the thing.
Good rum is
so like. I went into Wagner's one night after.
Yeah, that kind of stuff was.
I mean, if you pour that in with a Coke, if people want to drink that or some of those funny.
But those ones like that, there's some really good rums out there.
People are saying that they think it's because of the sugar.
Yeah.
But those people probably don't know what the hell they're talking about, but whatever.
Most people don't.
I have heard that, though, that it's probably the sugar in that rum that done that to me, that made me that, you know. I don't like that feeling, man, where you're sitting there drinking all of a sudden.
How much spins?
Yeah.
Well, it's happened a couple times.
I was starting your second bottle.
No, it wasn't a bottle, nothing like that.
Did you give a patch over your arm?
Well, yeah, I should have. And then when I got sick, they ripped it off and said, "You sissy." But no, I was at Wagner's. I came from a turkey shoot in St. Leon. This has been years ago. And I'd had a few rum and cokes there.
You're probably drinking all friggin' day, and then you blame it on the rum.
St. Leon to...
Yeah.
That's not on the way.
Yeah.
Huh?
But St. Leon's,
it's on the way to my house. I was leaving the turkey shoot, headed home, and I stopped at Wagner's.
It wasn't the beer, it wasn't the whiskey, it wasn't the shots, it was that damn Armadillo.
Well, that rum was tasting good with that cook at the turkey shoots. I said, hey, what do you want, Greg? I said, let's go with the rum and coke. That's what I've been drinking earlier. So I stayed in there quite a while, and that's when, I don't know if I thought I told you guys a story once, but so Robin Gabbard used to work in there as a bartender, and then Jill, married to Heath Hopkins now, worked in there, and she was a waitress. So it was us three left at the end of the night. Well, I got sicker than hell, and I'm in the bathroom sitting on the toilet with my pants up, but I just
edit this out.
I went in there because I was about ready to throw up, you know, and I'm like, I'm over there like cradled in my hands and stuff in my head. The whole room was spinning.
I think you got roofing.
Yeah, maybe I might have, because Robin come in, she's like, Greg, just think, you could add both of us tonight. Yeah. But no, that's what she said. Seriously, it was funny.
Excuse him. So, okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to have a bullet 12 in a minute, but you know, we can make this kind of short and sweet, because for the beer podcast, I use my Pizza Zazz Plus and put some pizza rolls on there for a snack. They came out perfect. 12 minutes, idiot proof. I put them, wrapped them in foil wrap, put them in my, I bought an Ison's pizza carrier so they might still be warm. But I'm anxious, I'm kind of hungry. So, anything else about? Would you buy that rum?
I'm going to.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I will have a bottle of it by the end of the week.
You've had the tequila.
Oh, yeah.
And the rum.
Yeah.
And, but you wouldn't buy the Japanese?
Probably not for that much.
I've had that, too. No.
But I will say the finish, as I'm... So I still got a little bit left here, and this last sip I just had, the finish lingering a little longer. Maybe the taste buds have kind of activated, maybe.
I'll tell you, the first time I would have never dreamed of buying a Japanese whiskey. And my son Larry gave it to me for a Christmas present.
Okay.
And the first time I tasted it, I thought, boy, this is really different. Second time, I thought, I really like this. I mean, it's, just think it's, you know, and sometimes it's just like single malt scotch. You're never going to have 120 or 130 proof. But boy, you got some serious good flavors.
Yeah,
they've got a world whiskey now too.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, it's mixing Japanese, American, Scotch,
really?
Irish. It's mixing barrels.
Oh, really?
It's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it expensive?
No, not really.
Who's doing that?
You got it?
Same.
Oh yeah.
You got it down there?
Yeah.
Well, hell, I'm gonna buy one.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Real quick, this one where it's lacking, I believe, is on the front end. And I think, you know, had it been a higher proof, maybe it would not lack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
To me, it's like when you first hit it, it's very thin. Like, it's like almost watered down, like...
But aren't there some days that, like, if you want to have a drink before dinner... that you don't want a 120, 130 proof or up, and you say, man, I'd like a 90 proof, something
to start. Yeah, I'm with you on that, but most, like, some of the good 90 proof stuff ain't that thin going in. Like I've not had nothing else tonight, so usually, you know, if you had a barrel strength or something before this, then, anything lower tastes like that.
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of, like, going in. It's almost like I've been drinking barrel strength earlier, start drinking this, and it's like it's water when I first take a sip, and then it gets a little burst of pepper in there, and then it just disappears.
I think the pepper is kind of is outstanding in that after about the third or fourth sip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not strong finish, but just nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
And I think complex flavors. I like the nose, like the taste. I like everything about it.
Yeah.
So. And and we won the war.
Yeah, we did. Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, let's end this with the national anthem and get into our beer podcast. Let me find the national anthem here. Here we go.
Whistling.
It didn't pick me in.
Want to thank everybody for listening to this craziness, and God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and I will talk to you on the next podcast.